Moose Jaw. Len and Bernie Mintenko are once again growing and selling several varieties of sunflowers in support of Ukrainians displaced by Russia's invasion, and will be setting up a stall at the Wakamo Farmers Market when it begins for the season on Saturday, May 27. The best selections, however, tend to sell a bit earlier than that. Stop by the Mintenko's home at 1439 Coteau Street West starting Friday, May 19, through Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 p.m. if you'd like to be first in line. Each plant is $2. Once again this year, we're selling sunflowers, and we have decided to partner up with Ukraine Help and Exchange in Moose Jaw, said Len Mintenko. So, 50 cents from the sale of each plant will go to their group to help Ukrainians in Moose Jaw. Ukraine Help and Exchange in Moose Jaw is a Facebook group that coordinates efforts to help Ukrainians who have decided to resettle in Moose Jaw. Anyone wanting to contribute is welcome to join. Among other things, they arrange transportation, help newcomers find jobs, connect them to the community, and, of course, coordinate donations of furniture, bedding, kitchen items, clothing, all the necessities needed for people who are often arriving with next to nothing. Last year, the Mintenkos added their effort to that of Moose Jaw's Rotary Clubs, whose fundraising eventually resulted in more than $12,500 being sent to Poland. It was used by a Rotary Club in Poland to buy a truckload of food that went directly to refugees. The Mintenkos sold more than 1,800 sunflowers and contributed over $1,000 to the Rotary Club effort. They've grown another 1,800 in 2023 and are confident that with the community's help, they will make another substantial charitable donation. So, this year, we have six varieties. The Gigantus is the most popular, and they grow up to 12 feet high, or higher, and they have a larger stem to withstand the wind better, and one huge flower, Len explained. Then we have Kongs. They can grow up to 12 or 14 feet high, too, but they branch, so there'll be more than one flower. Then Mammoth, and they'll grow up to 9 to 12 feet, with up to 20-inch heads. Then we have a limited supply of dwarfs, although they seem to have gotten bigger every year. Ellipsis. The guidelines say 18 to 24 inches, but we've had easily 24-inch dwarf sunflowers, and that was in the shade. Then I have a limited supply of the color fashion mix. They grow to 4.5 feet, and they're golds, yellows, multiple flowers. And lastly, we have the Velvet Queen, with like a rust-colored flower, and they grow about 5 feet high. Mintenko recommends planting in full sun and providing support against the forceful prairie winds if gardeners want to see their sunflower achieve its maximum potential. They are also quite thirsty plants, he noted, and do better with regular watering. Once the Wakamo Farmers Market begins on the 27th, Len and Bernie will sell sunflowers exclusively for the first 2 weeks. After they have room on their tables, they will also sell their handmade wooden signs, which Len crafts from scratch in his garage workshop.